You're listening to WMIE Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira. We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 14 and a half minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We've had an interesting look here. Hopefully it's been a blessed one these past 7 weeks, looking at these seven churches. Now, we're going to wrap it up here this week and next. Now, here this week, we're going to look at the Antichrist. I want to look at chapter 13 to wrap up this study here in Revelation. Again, we looked at the first seven churches, the first three chapters. Now, this week, I want to look at something I've entitled The Great Deceiver. Next week, I want to look at the false prophet. So this is going to be part one now. This will probably play Monday through Wednesday, perhaps Thursday. It's about 33 minutes. If you'd like to hear the whole thing in its entirety in one setting, you can go to WGODradio.com and click on the link that says prior podcasts. And scroll down there, and you'll see The Great Deceiver on there. You can download it and hear it all in one sitting if you'd like. This is going to play this week, at least Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, The Great Deceiver. It's a look at the famous Antichrist of Revelation chapter 13. So let's get right in now to part one of this message, The Great Deceiver.
We just wrapped up what I thought was a pretty good study, looking at the seven churches of Revelation. Now, before signing off in this book, I thought it might be beneficial to take 2 weeks and look at the most important chapter of the book, and that would be Revelation chapter 13. So, what thinkest thou? Everyone good with that? As we go through this, always remember that symbols mean something in this book, and they mean the same thing from one chapter to the next. I mean, for instance, the Lamb is who in the book of Revelation? The proper name, the Word of God, is a name for who in this book? Right. And the dragon? Speaking of the dragon, let's get a quick glimpse at this dragon. Let's turn to chapter 12, actually, Revelation chapter 12. Lord, I pray right now you be with me here today. As people are going to hear this on the radio and on the podcast, Lord, I pray this would be the best sermon I ever preached here. There's no more important sermon than this. I pray this would be a catalyst, unseen, work that you do around this community, around this country, and around this world. When people hear this, sky's the limit. And I just pray you do a great, great work of helping people know the truth and being made free. Open the eyes of those that are going to hear that, hear this, and our eyes here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. It said, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." All right, now who was the dragon? In case you don't take my word for it, though I heard you say it, verse 9. "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Notice how the dragon, this old serpent, is going to get people to do his bidding. Notice, too, he deceives the whole world. Now, this goes all the way back to Eve in the garden, right? Who said what? She said, "The serpent deceived me." King James says beguiled. That's what the word means. "The serpent deceived me and I ate." The great power of the devil himself is in the deception. But I'd venture to say that most people ultimately have the same root problem. And that is, they are deceived. They believe something that isn't true. Or they believe something about themselves that is not true. People are deceived into not recognizing who they are in Christ. The Lord Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Hear me now. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. It's not the power of God that makes you free. It's the knowledge of the truth. It's the knowledge of the truth. Here's a bit more on this dragon. Verse 10. "I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Ever wonder what Satan does in his spare time? Here it is. Accuse you. And you. And you. And me. You know, by the way, I've said it before in here, I'll say it again. This is the only truth the devil ever speaks. You know what it is? Your sins. There's no need to lie. They're true. But the deception is to get you not to believe your sins have been atoned for already. The deception is to get you to think you're still guilty as a child of God. The sins might be true, but so is the forgiveness that's been wrought. Now, as I move on here, oh, by the way, let me say, this could be a very short sermon today, so don't get too used to it. The main point I wanted you to see as it relates to this message here today is this: the original reference to the beast that has 7 heads and 10 horns, okay? This is why I took you here first. Again, that was verse 3, right? "I saw a great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads." The main point I want you to see is that this is a reference to Satan, okay? Now, that's my introduction. Let's move on to chapter 13. And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. All right, stop already. Who is this? Well, it is, but it isn't. I stood on the sand of the sea and saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads the name of blasphemy. Now, know and understand that Satan sometimes has been discovered to be on the inside of people and has influenced them. Now, if two of Jesus' very own disciples had this happen to them. First place I want to take you is Matthew chapter 16, if you'd like to turn there. Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. He saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Pretty good, huh? But good old Pete's on fire, isn't he? I mean, this old fisherman here. Now, watch how quickly things can turn. Watch how quickly things can change. Now, verse 20. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how he must go unto Jerusalem and, key word here, ready? Suffer. Many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised again on the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it from thee, Lord, that this should be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. All right, now hear me here again. Not believing that the Son of God could suffer was enough to open the door for the devil himself to influence Peter to try to trip up the Son of God.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.